Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, taking a little bit of a walk after we just made it to our destination, and it wasn't very far, but we're just thankful for a safe trip. And along the way, we stopped at a couple thrift stores. We didn't find anything, but praise God. As we were pulling out of one, a man and a woman were getting out of their car, and we were sitting at the stop sign to exit the parking lot when the man gave us a thumbs up. And I was like, hey, you want a gospel card? He said, sure, I'm blind as a bat, I can't see anything. So he put his glasses on and he took the card and he was reading it. And his wife was there, so I gave her one. Brother James talked to him for a little bit and I did a little bit. And so, yeah, glory to God for that. Even though we didn't find anything at the thrift store, something even better happened there. So God uses everything in our lives to do his will. Yeah, so I thought I would share that with you and just do a little bit of a sister sharing audio. And while I'm taking a little walk, and if I get distracted, it's because we're out in the world, parking lots, and there's always cars driving around. So anyway, yeah, I was just going to share a few things, like always being ready to give an answer. You know, Brother James and I are always saying that, but we can never stress it enough, even for ourselves, to always be ready, you know, because we were bought with a price, and we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we have this eternal life and this gift ahead of us. If we strive on and if we're truly his, and we hold to the true faith and we're obedient and we follow hard after him, and wouldn't we want that for other people as well? And so you always want to be ready with a gospel card, ready in your mind, ready in your days, walking in the spirit and not walking in the flesh, because otherwise we're going to miss opportunities. And I'm walking back by the van, and I thought I would pop in and see if Brother James want to say hi. I'm making a sister's audio for the website.
Hello, sisters. Hope you're doing well today.
I was just talking about always being ready and how we stopped and gave a gospel card to those people at the stop sign. So
yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, whether it be like beggars or people that see our signs and give a thumbs up when we stop and give them gospel cards, or talking to people in thrift stores and
yeah,
just being open and ready to serve the Lord and be a light and be salt anywhere you go.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to keep going on my walk.
Amen.
Yeah,
drive on, sisters.
I made a circle around that little thing there. I'm
yeah,
just going to go head down
there.
This way. Yeah, yeah. We parked by a pond in a parking lot. We're going to do some online ministry, and I was able to walk in the grass around the whole thing. It's very pretty. Of course, we don't get too close to it because there could be alligators in it. You know, God's amazing creation, but I don't really want to see one up close like that. So, yeah, I was going to do sister sharing with you, just a few topics that go on amongst us, and I think maybe it'd be encouraging for you too. Sisters were talking about scripture and how we mature and how it can be revealed to us even more as we grow and learn and walk and have experiences. And you know, we need to be patient and allow God to work that in us, because in the body of Christ you're going to have people who really understand the depths of why we do things or we don't do things. The best ways to do things, maybe how to deal with conflict, trials, things like that. And then there might be some other ones who are like, how come I can never get this right? Well, you have to remember that we all go through the same path. But if you have somebody who's walked before you and can share what they've done or what they've seen, it can maybe help you see or do things quicker and maybe not make as many, if you want to call it mistakes. I don't know if it's all mistakes or just maybe trial and error or just maybe... Oh, I'm walking along and there's four ibis birds and one's a little tiny white one. How sweet. Hold on, I gotta pause this. Okay, I'm back. I'm gonna have to put that on a post. I love those white birds. They have a long pink beak that kind of curves along, and then they dig in the grass for bugs and grubs and things like that. So I wanted to read Philippians 3:14-15 in regards to maturing and the Lord revealing things to us. I press on toward the mark for the high prize of the, I'm sorry, let me try this again. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So there you go. And it also talks about the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and bring things to remembrance for us that we, you know, like we read in the scriptures, maybe somebody said. If it's all good and godly, yeah, God is going to help us with all that. So I just want to share that one. And then a sister happened to mention that while her husband was sick, he had kidney failure, and that they had a friend that had offered her husband a kidney, and he had refused it. But I wanted to use this as an example because I knew many, many years ago, when I was really young, I knew a husband and a wife, and the husband had kidney issues. He was severely sick, and she did all the testing, whatever it is they got to do to see if you can match up for one, and she could be a donor for him, and she gave it to him. And the Lord allowed him to live many more years after that. And I was thinking that was a really great gift for somebody to do, because all the complications that could happen, obviously God's the giver and taker of life, but until then, you know, you may suffer greatly by giving away something like that to somebody or receiving it, you know. And then I thought it was a really good example of love, and it made me think of John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know, and he did that for us while we were still sinners, and the world knew him not. You know, he was the Word that came in the flesh. He was in the beginning. He created it all, and then he comes here, and we knew him not, and we were yet in our sins when he died for us. What greater love can there be than that? You know, nobody can do any better than that, but it's a great example for us to strive for, and it should be like a conviction for some that maybe don't have that love. And we're not just talking about, yes, we are to love the brethren fervently, but the world that hates us, the world that gets mad at us, the world that might kill us. Think of Stephen when he said, forgive them, hold us not against them, or something like that. And Jesus said, they don't know what, forgive them for they know not what they do. I can't talk. So I'm like all excited. I got this beautiful area here. I get to encourage my sisters, and so sometimes I talk a little bit fast. Brother James and I were talking about that. While we're talking about it, I didn't even have this on my notes. While we're out on the streets and stuff, and I do speak up to people as they're going by. Sometimes we kind of spread out a little bit, and I'll speak to people as they're going by. And I don't lift my voice like Brother James does. I may say the same things, but I do it in the way of a godly woman. And I told him one time, I said, you know, my voice sounds like it's so sharp. And I notice sometimes when I witness to people, and he said, maybe sometimes you just talk fast. And that might be one that I could work on. And as I'm doing these audios, sometimes I listen and I know I go really fast. I have a lot of zeal and a lot of joy, and talking fast is not bad. I just want to be cognizant of it, that I come across in the right manner. That's all. So that was just a thought that just popped into my head. And so anyway, talking about love, you know, no greater love has one to lay down their life for somebody. And that's what we should be doing. We lay our life down for Christ, and in that we glorify him, we honor him, and we go out in the world and see to shine his light and his truth and share the gospel, because there may be others who want to come to the light and honor and glorify the Lord as well. So we're kind of giving our life to the world, because we're putting ourselves, our necks on the line, like Paul commanded some of the, even the women, you know, they laid down their necks for the cause of the gospel. So, and then here's another one. I was just going to kind of end it with this. I thought it was kind of interesting. The sister was talking about how she's doing some of her sewing, and her and I have been kind of working on some things and kind of going back and forth on her sewing. And it's been great across the miles to be able to encourage one another, maybe give ideas and help one another in our Titus 2 duties. And she happened to mention about soup. They have a very large garden and all different kinds of things. We all know in the gardens that things come to maturity at different times, and sometimes you might have a whole bunch of different things at once to use. And so she was talking about vegetable soup and how you can put so many different vegetables in there, and it just always tastes good. Now, it made me think about the scriptures, you know. And here I was going to read 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. And I like how it lists all the things that the scriptures are good for. There's even more, you know, when you go read through. I was just using this one example, and I was kind of thinking about that soup, you know, how much more valuable is the Word of God. And you can just go in there and you can just like open up the book, and anywhere you open up is encouraging, it's edifying, and it helps us grow, and it all goes together in a wonderful way, you know. And just kind of like the soup thing, you know, there may be people who go, oh, I like these vegetables better than those. The Word of God at times, when people are sharing, I'm not saying people like some scriptures more than others because we love them all because it's the Word of God, but some apply to us better at times than other times. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a great big, wow, the Word of God has everything in there that we could need, that we could want, that will answer every question we have. And God put it all together. And we just seek out what we need at the time. And then sometimes He reveals to us, like we were just talking about, what we need that we don't realize. And a sister here, this just popped in my mind too. I was trying to encourage a sister and I said, take out your scripture mug that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I said, put that out there and maybe that will be a strengthening reminder for you. Well, yesterday I was having a lot of troubles with our website and videos, and there was a lot of things that I was dealing with. And so I told that to a sister. We message in the evenings and stuff because we get a little window of time we can connect with each other. And I told her and she said, hey, like you told sister, dig out your scripture mugs and let them remind you. And I was like, hey, you used my words on me and God's word. She sent me a bunch of scriptures. It immediately lifted up my spirit, my countenance. And then she said this one that I used to slap myself with when my flesh will not obey, but my spirit wants to, because I didn't want to get frustrated. I didn't want to get annoyed. I didn't want to get discouraged. My flesh was, but my spirit is like, there's so much to be joyful for. Well, she sent, endure hardness like a good soldier. And I was like, oh, that was like the final nail. And I was like, thank you so much. All of the rest of that just faded away. So the brethren can help encourage one another. And you don't even realize how big it is that something could be for somebody, you know? And so just walk in the Spirit, share, edify, love, and lay down your life for the cause of Christ, and whoever is the benefit of it, God will be glorified in it. So I'm gonna let you go, sisters, finish my walk a little bit, and then I gotta work online ministry. And praise the Lord, I'm so thankful to be able to have encouragement with all you sisters and just do some general sister sharing and not have to have a specific topic. And it's kind of nice to just let the Spirit move, and maybe some of these words I said might actually be something that somebody needed to hear and be encouraged by. So anyway, love to you, sisters. Hold fast. And may God be praised in our lives as godly, holy women, and we live for Him.